Ladies and gentlemen, I am Daniel White, the third president of GLM Community, and this is episode number 75 of the Get Things Done podcast. The simple purpose of this podcast is to help you get things done every day of your life so that you can accomplish something worthwhile with your life, the life that God gave you. I am a firm believer that God has put each person on earth to do something great for His glory, and God delights in it. In this podcast, we are going through the fine book, Doing It Now, by Edwin C. Bliss. I had just finished preaching a revival meeting at a meeting in Philadelphia many years ago. And as I was walking through the airport, as my custom is, I always would dart into one of their bookstores. And on this day, I did the same thing. I picked up this little book and read it in its entirety. It is one of the best books that I have ever read on the subject of productivity, getting things done, and avoiding procrastination. And along with prayer and the power of God in my life through my Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, it is one of the reasons why I have accomplished so much in my life. And I give God the glory. Today I will continue sharing with you some of the principles that Edwin C. Bliss shared with me in his now famous book. As we begin, let me give you this reminder from the Word of God, the Holy Bible. James 4:17 says, "Therefore to him that knoweth to do good, and doeth it not, to him it is sin." Our Get Things Done quote for today is from Robert Collier. He said, "If you procrastinate when faced with a big, difficult problem, break the problem into parts and handle one part at a time." Today, dear friends, in the Get Things Done podcast, we are looking at part one of step 11, manage your time. You've talked a lot about procrastination resulting from such things as fear, indecision, fatigue, unpleasantness, lack of self-discipline, and so on. But you've said nothing about what some people would consider the most common cause of all. What's that? Lack of time. The reason something is postponed often has nothing to do with any mental block. It's just that there's no time available. So we have what might be called unavoidable procrastination. Unavoidable procrastination? That sounds like a term invented by someone looking for an excuse to goof off. Well, what else can you call it? If you have more to do than you can possibly get done, something's got to give. Some of those activities, no matter how much you like to do them, must be postponed. Call it what you will, delay is unavoidable. And since this happens every day in the lives of millions of people, there's a lot of unavoidable procrastination going on. There's a lot of procrastination going on, that's for sure. But before we call it unavoidable, let's take a closer look. What kinds of activities are you talking about? Simple things like pruning the roses, grooming the dog, fixing the lamp switch, organizing the bookshelves, getting a haircut, having the brakes adjusted or fixed, building a birdhouse, playing volleyball at the Y, or exercising at the Y, defrosting the refrigerator, reading Huckleberry Finn, playing the piano, shining some shoes. The list is endless. Things you genuinely want to get to, either because they're fun or because you like to get them taken care of and out of the way. But there just aren't enough hours in the day, so you put them off. What else can you do? Plenty. First, before we talk about pruning the roses, let's talk about pruning our list. Look it over carefully, item by item, and ask if there aren't some things that could be crossed off, not because they are worthless or undesirable, but because in view of the limitations of time and the relatively minor satisfaction they provide, they should be eliminated to make way for something else. If the Lord should tarry his coming and we live, we will continue this discussion and this episode and this podcast in our next episode. Now, allow me to repeat that. If the Lord tarries his coming and we live, we will continue this discussion in our next episode. Now, let's pray our prayer together. Almighty and most merciful Father, we have erred and strayed from thy ways like lost sheep. We have followed too much the devices and desires of our own hearts. We have offended against thy holy laws. We have left undone those things which we ought to have done. And we have done those things which we ought not to have done. And there is no health in us. But thou, O Lord, have mercy upon us, miserable offenders. Spare thou those, O God, who confess their faults. Restore thou those who are penitent, according to thy promises, declared unto mankind in Christ Jesus our Lord. And grant, O most merciful Father, for his sake, that we may hereafter live a godly, righteous, and sober life, to the glory of thy holy name. Amen. Now, beloved, the greatest secret to getting things done with your life for the glory of God is to have the Lord Jesus Christ in your life. When you have Jesus in your life, you can say with Paul in Philippians 4:13, I can do all things through Christ which strengtheneth me. If you do not know the Lord Jesus Christ as your Savior, here's how you can trust Christ as Savior today and have a home in heaven when you die. John 3:16 says, very clearly, for God so loved the world, that includes you, that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish where? In hell, but have everlasting life. Where? In heaven. That's good news for you. Just believe in your heart in the Lord Jesus Christ. Believe that Jesus Christ died for your sins, was buried, and rose from the dead by the power of God for you, so that you can have a home in heaven. Pray and ask him to come into your heart today to save your soul, and he will. Romans 10:13 says, "For whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved." Until next time, my beloved, may God bless you. And remember, if you have something to do, there's no better time to do it than now.